The boy was not happy until someone told him that the flower was not hurt, and that the little bird would die if it could not get food from flowers. As Luther Burbank grew older, he began to work very carefully with all kinds of plants. Soon he found a way to make better and more beautiful plants. Burbank took a part of one plant and joined it to a part of another. In this way he joined different fruit plants and different flower plants. When the new plant was full grown, its flower or its fruit was different from anything that had ever been seen before. One of the fruits that Burbank grew in this way was made by joining the plum and the apricot plants. Another was a wonderful plum that tasted like a pear. Then Burbank learned that the finest fruits and vegetables and flowers came from the best plants and seeds. So he looked very carefully at many thousands of seeds and plants. Then he planted only the best ones that he found. By doing this, he was able to change the color of flowers, to make sour berries sweet, and to make small vegetables grow much larger. I shall be happy if I can grow better fruits and vegetables and more beautiful flowers than have grown before, Luther Burbank said. The great lover of growing things died in the year 1926. But his gardening still goes on, for he taught what he knew to many other people who liked to work with plants. Because of this great gardener and his helpers, we now have oranges and grapes without seeds in them. We have wonderful new kinds of fruits and vegetables. And we have beautiful flowers that never grew in our gardens before.